President Michael D. Higgins is welcomed by cheers and song and dance as he arrived at Gael School Cluneen in Manor Hamilton today. The President was in County Leitrim to mark the 10th anniversary of the Gael School in Manor, and President Higgins was clearly impressed with the welcome he got.
Well, I was absolutely thrilled by it. And you know the easy way in which we were able to move in an Irish atmosphere like that from one language into another. And of course, there were many people there in the classroom who were people who've come from abroad to live with us here. And I emphasised something I thought that has always struck me about Leitrim in the contemporary period, is that there are people who've moved from the cities to live in Leitrim, and they have brought music and they've brought artistic sensibility. They've wanted to have their children be reared in an atmosphere of country schools and so on, and how well it has all worked. And there's such great lessons in that. It was, you're dealing with people who are from a tradition, remember, that has produced such great music and song and is still doing it, but also is so open-hearted. No, I get a fantastic energy from it, to tell you the truth.
And while there, the President was also keen to stress the importance of young people learning the Irish language.
In relation to bilingualism, anybody who has mastered one language finds it easier to manage it with a second. Anyone who's mastered a second language will find it easier to master a third and a fourth and whatever. And it's just a matter about being relaxed in the use of the language. The evidence is overwhelming in that regard. And I think what I meant about it being cool is that people are no longer blaming the language for failure in other subjects. And what I meant by it was, is that it was, I said in Irish, was the Nereisha Shanishuk, but Nuishuk. It wasn't old-fashioned, it was very new-fashioned. And therefore people would say, even when they were chatting people up, they would say, did you know that I speak Irish, and so forth and so on. And I think that's very wonderful to see the very free, open, generous atmosphere. The language isn't been able to carry any baggage. It belongs to everybody, to every generation, every culture. The fact that we have it, it was below 10% in usage when the Roscommon man who became the first president of Ireland, Douglas Dahéadh, was one of us who founded Conor na Gaeilge. The fact that it's been spoken quite naturally and beautifully by children here now is a source of the greatest encouragement.
And these pupils from the Gael School spoke of their excitement at meeting President Higgins today.
It was very, very excited. We were all very excited, and we were very glad to see him coming to our school.
It was amazing that he came down for us, and it was a really big opportunity.
It was a great experience to have the President coming to our school. We have been practicing and stuff and waiting for the President to come, and Sinead's been putting in an awful lot of work into it.
It went really, really well.
While the principal of Gael School Cluneen, Sinead Ní Hársaí, said it was a pride day for the school and the town.
It means a huge deal to the school, to be honest. As you said, coming into Manor Hamilton this morning, I know there were local people putting flags up on all the poles. The amount of work that has gone into the occasion has been immense, from the local Tidy Towns Committee to the Parents Association, who have been absolutely magnificent, and of course the Board of Management, and of course the staff and children. It means a huge deal to the school. We're 10 years in existence here in Manor Hamilton, taken in a catchment area of North Leitrim, and this will go down in the annals of Gael School Cluneen as a wonderful, wonderful day where the President came to reinforce the importance of Gaeilge in the country.
After visiting the Gael School in Manor Hamilton, President Higgins went on and visited the Gael School at the Mercy College in Sligo this afternoon, and he's currently now in Ballysadare, where he's officially naming a bridge in the village after 1916 patriot Martin Savage. Barry White, Ocean FM News.